16 against Brandon Wisner. Actually, they're going to call it against Mason Young. That is his second. And team's fifth. Actually, that's Mason Young's first. If this scoreboard could be correct for once, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Actually, Mason Young picked up a...
Not according to the board.
This is strange.
They've had the points wrong. They've had the time wrong. They've had the fouls wrong now. Brennan Wisner down to Corey Minetti in the low post, and this one's in for two. Corey Minetti with six. Now a 21-point lead, 23-2. Down to Brady Kirsch, down the baseline. He loses a handle on it. They're going to say it's tipped out of bounds by Braden Smith. 5:45 left in the second quarter. Ivorich will inbound underneath their own hoop, trailing 23-2 to the hosting Ellington Pigeon Bay Poor Lakers. Into Evan Smiglinski, low post. Back out to Mason Young inside the corner at the elbow now. To Brady Kirsch for three at the in the left wing, and it's good. First field goal for Harbor Beach comes with 5:35 in the second quarter. 23-5. It's an 18-point lead for the Lakers on offense. Troy Chappell at the point guard to Brennan Wisner, left wing against James Schelke. Gets a screen from Minetti. Braden Smith to the right corner to Seth Bowles at the wing. Against Evan Smiglinski, now at the right elbow, pulls up for the jump shot. This one's short. Rebound brought in by Ryan Seaman. Down the lane, and he is fouled as he pushed. And he's going to be going to the line for two shots. Foul goes against number three, Troy Chappell. That's his second, we think. And that will be... I have Lakers at 16 fouls, and now they have it at 5. Now they have it at 6.
Well, Troy Chappell, that's his second foul?
Yes.
Okay.
You have it, I have it, the board actually had it.
We're not accurate with whoever the official scorer is. But
Seaman can't get that free throw to go. He's now 2 for 5 from the free throw line. Nick Siegfried checks in and replaces Seth Bowles.
That's uncharacteristic for Ryan Seaman to miss that kind of a foul shot. He's a pretty good foul shooter by trade.
Well, he does have the Lakers student section in his right ear. 5:06 left in the second, 23-5. Lakers out to an 18-point lead. And the second is good for Ryan Seaman. He has three. Co-leader for Harbor Beach. 6 for Harbor Beach, 23 for the Lakers. 17-point lead. They led his mains by 21 a minute ago.
There's still a lot of basketball to be played.
Nick Siegfried gets a screen from Smith up to the top to Brennan Wisner. Brings it back out and surveys, resets the offense. 4:45, Ron Schwarzenegger calling the shots from the sideline. Once Nick Siegfried and Corey Minetti have switched. Now once Minetti go back down to the post, Siegfried comes out. Gets the ball in the left wing. Wisner dives down inside the lane. Siegfried dribbling. Back to Minetti, left wing. This is the most... discombobulated, the Lakers have looked so far tonight. Troy Chappell, the right wing, gets a screen from Siegfried. Back up to Wisner, top of the key. Feeds it down to Minetti, open inside the left block, and it's in for two. That's been there all night long, and he has eight because of it. 25-6. 19-point lead for the Lakers. Ryan Seaman gets it from Mason Young, top of the key against Troy Chappell. He has a count against him, starts his dribble. Pops to the NBA three. This one's in and out, no good. Rebound Brady Kirsch. Now the left block, and goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Foul goes against number 34 of Lakers. That'd be Braden Smith, his first.
At least we think so.
We think so, and the supposed team seventh.
There it is.
Okay, we at least agree on that. Free throw is good from the senior for Harbor Beach, Brady Kirsch. He has four. 25-7. 18-point deficit for the Pirates. They want to stick in this one. Halfway through the second at 3:59 left. Brady Kirsch, second free throw, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, actually. Last touch by a green jersey as Brayden Smith and Nick Siegfried both went after it. And Harbor Beach gets a break their way underneath their own hoop. Ryan Seaman will be inbounding. Right in front of him is Brady Kirsch. Ryan Seaman now gets into the corner. And now he dribbles inside the lane, kicks it to the opposite corner to Mason Young at the right elbow, pulls up for the jump shot. This one's good.
He's got a pretty shot, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Mason Young's first points of the night brings it down to 16, 25-9. 3:42 left in the second. Brennan Wisner to to the left wing to Siegfried. Gets a screen from Benetti, now at the left elbow. Feeds it down to Benetti against Jan. Goes up strong, this one's short, and tipped out of bounds as Brennan Wisner hits Mason Jan in the nose, and it goes out of bounds, Harbor Beach ball. 3:27 left in the second. 25-9, Lakers out by 16. Full court press now coming for the green and white. Brady Kirsch gets the inbound, going against Braden Smith. Everyone else retreats. Top of the key for Kirsch. To Shelkey, left wing against Wisner. Back out to Kirsch. He drives down and loses it. And they're going to say out of bounds, Laker ball. Fourth turnover for Harbor Beach tonight. Lakers has three. Physical game so far, and we have a timeout called by Ron Schwarzendriver. It is a 30-second timeout with 3:16 left in the second. 25-9, Lakers on top.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
Comes out of a 30-second timeout, and it results in a turnover as Braden Smith tries to pass it behind Brennan Wisner's back. That'll be their fourth turnover of the night. Mason Jan checks back in. Cole Anderson sits down, who's out there for about that much time. 25-9, Lakers lead by 16, 3:04 before the half is over. Ryan Seaman inbounds to James Shelkey, now acting as point guard against Brennan Wisner. Dribbles to his left wing. Nothing there. Trying to feed him to Brady Kirsch up to the top to Ryan Seaman. Seaman against Scholler. Julian Tenerife is also back in there now at the left right out block. The runner is no good from Seaman. Rebound Lakers. First rebound of this quarter for the green and white. 2:42 left in the second. Still 25-9. Green and white out by 16 points. Drew Scholler, top of the key. Being guarded by Ryan Seaman. Now Corey Minetti with the ball. Doesn't know what to do with it. Drew Scholler, right wing, against Ryan Seaman. Now Brennan Wisner against James Shelkey. Feeds it down to Minetti against Jan. Turns, puts it in for two.
It's a mismatch.
10 points for Minetti, eight in this quarter. 18-point lead, 27-9. Ryan Seaman gets a screen from Tenerife. Back up to Jan, top of the key. Screen from Tenerife the other way. Elbow jump shot from Jan is in for two. It's about the only bright spot for Harbor Beach so far. He has four. 16-point differential. Lakers 27, Harbor Beach 11. One thing I will say to Lakers student section, act like you've been here before. Over to the left wing to Brennan Wisner. To the top to Seth Bowles. Dribbles, kicks it back out to Drew Scholler at the right wing. At the free throw line to Brennan Wisner now at the right elbow. Pulls up for the jump shot. This one's off the mark. Rebound Brady Kirsch. Kirsch across the timeline against Smith. That pulls up for the left elbow for the jump shot. This one's good. Harbor Beach starting to get their groove on. Now it's down to just 14 points. Over to Drew Scholler inside the lane, and he's stripped, and here comes Tenerife in with the steal. And Drew Scholler can't hang on to it, and Tenerife picked up the foul. Ryan Seaman tried to save it, and passed it to Tenerife. He didn't know he needed to grab it, and it's going to result in a turnover for both teams. Fouls against Julian Tenerife, his first, team's supposed fifth. Cole Anderson will check in for Harbor Beach and will replace Mason Jan. Nick Siegfried and Troy Chappell will check in, replace Drew Scholler and Seth Bowles.
Doing a little defense offense right now, Coach Rule is.
1:09 left in the first half, 27-13, Lakers by 14. Brennan Wisner into Brain Smith in the corner, but to Troy Chappell. Here comes Wisner back into the corner. It's tipped out of bounds by Ryan Seaman. We'll try this one again.
It was off of Coach Rubel, so it is Laker ball.
Six man. 1:05 left in the first half. Troy Chappell inbounding. Four Lakers. Brennan Wisner in the corner. Back to Troy Chappell, right wing for three. Off the mark, rebound Brady Kirsch. And here come the Pirates.